I can think of no better way to start discussing that series against the Yankees than with that sound. Kevin Barker, Jeff Blair, Baseball Central. Mr. Barker, are you ready for some numbers?
Let's hear them.
Toronto Blue Jays pitching. Three games against the Yankees. 19 home runs. Most in any series in baseball history. Major League Baseball history. 43 runs. Second most in any series in franchise history. 47 was the record set April 14th, 16th, in 2000. You know what's strange about that?
What, Jeff?
As Buck Martinez pointed out, who do you think were the Jays starters in two of those games?
Who, Jeff?
Roy Halladay and Chris Carpenter.
Ooh.
They got lit up.
Hmm.
The Jays were outscored by 28 runs, which is the second worst run differential in any series in franchise history. 29 is the record, June 10th to 12th, 2011 versus Boston. They allowed 28 extra base hits. That's the most in any series in franchise history. And this one blows me away. The slugging percentage of the New York Yankees over those three games was 957. It's the highest by any team in a series of two or more games in the modern era, which is 1901. I was only one at the time.
Mm.
So I would suggest that that was one of the worst series. Oh, we can say this. It was one of the worst series any team has ever had in the history of the game, correct?
That's the worst series I've ever seen. I've never seen pitching that bad. I played baseball in some of the worst teams ever. Minor leagues, that includes minor leagues. Winter ball, you see some of these sometimes, a game. And then, half the people that, you know, are Americans are released the next day and they bring in a whole new lot of them. Because that's what they do in winter ball. When you have one game like that,
they get rid of everybody.
Everybody gets canned and then they start all over again and it's sort of a revolving door. But I've never seen a big league team just let guys stand there and backleg you and backleg you and backleg you till they can't backleg you anymore. Now, I'm not saying because 2020, nobody knows how to throw in and move people's feet. That's how about not throwing a ball down the middle? Yeah, I said this yesterday. Let me read you something. Chase Anderson in three starts in September, 9 1/3 innings, 21 hits, 17 earned runs. He is averaging a home run an inning, 9 homers.
That's hard to do.
Three starts in September. What do you do about that? There's 13 games left. His turn's going to come around again.
Well,
so is Tanner Roark's.
Yes.
So are the two guys that are about to pitch in these two games today.
Yes. I ought to mention, by the way, we got a doubleheader at 4 o'clock. It starts today.
Yep.
In Philadelphia against the Phillies.
At least it's not the Yankees.
No. Ricky Bitalico will join us, by the way. Phillies analyst, former pitcher. Barker, you're going to be doing the game.
I am. Can't wait. I'm excited.
Along with Ben Wagner. It'll be a lot of fun.
It should be.
That was brutal. The 590 is a text line. You can weigh in and tell us just how brutal it was.
How do you average a home run an inning?
I don't know. I said on Twitter last night, you know, somebody's got to throw inside at somebody. And then I you know what I did? I deleted it.
Yeah,
you know why? You know why I deleted it?
They don't
it
do that anymore.
Well, one, they don't do it anymore. One, they don't do it anymore. Two, you've given up 27 home. Like, yeah,
it's too late.
Exactly. Yeah.
What would it have mattered if you'd have did it anyway?
Well, like, that was the other thing, too. I thought, what's going to happen?
You have to question stuff.
You know what would happen if you did that? Somebody would throw inside and Bo Bichette would break his hand.
Probably. Because you do it to them, they do it to you,
yeah,
kind of
so
thing.
So you don't want to, you don't want to do that.
There's no point in it.
So what do you, here's, we had the flushing toilet sound, courtesy of Andrew Holland, which was tremendous. It reminded me of the time we had David Price on Baseball Central. And
he had just gotten to Toronto.
He dropped the deuce, more or less, while he was doing the interview.
Yeah, that's basically what we heard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyhow. So what? Okay.
What do you do about it? We can poke fun at it.
That's a question.
But those numbers aren't funny.
Well, look, I said...
For a playoff team.
I think right now, going into the playoffs, the only thing you know for certain is that Hyunjin Ryu is going to start game one. And if it's against the Yankees, whatever, it doesn't matter. He's going to start game one. I don't know who starts game two right now. I don't think how the rotation sets up matters at this point in time. I think that a good outing from Robbie Ray today puts him in a position to start the second game. They need one of these two guys. And I think that's it's a little much to expect from Stripling, but I think they really need Robbie Ray to have a big game today.
Now the Phillies hammer lefties. They are tied in baseball, hitting homers off lefties at 26. They are good at leaving the yard against lefties. You know, his misses are going to have to be a little up, a little down, a little away. Just don't middle it. Don't throw it right down the middle, and he, because of his stuff, you know, and hopefully he has the 96, 97 with the run, and he has the good slider, and he's grunting, and he can give them five solid, because it's a 7-inning game. Five solid, turn it over to DeLeese and Bass.
Do you want to get it three times? Third time around, I don't
hopefully
know.
Hopefully it won't get to that.
Well, let's see what
half the Phillies team is hurt.
Well, let's see. Yeah, but
some of their lineups missing, so you're going to get some guys that aren't used to playing every day, and maybe they'll throw in an extra lefty against him.
Let's see what the computer says. Let's see what the computer.
Well, maybe
says.
The Phillies don't work that way.
No, I'm talking about the Jays computer. Let's see what it says.
And you know, I think it'd be a little different today with what went on in New York.
Robbie Ray may be in a pitch limit for all we know today. 32 pitches. The computer may say.
Think positive, Jeff.
32 and a half pitches.
Be positive.
I am positive. I'm just having fun with the fact
you just got taken behind the woodshed.
You
for
like
the last
Lourdes Gurriel Jr.
Now,
where do you hit him ninth today? Do you hit Gurriel Jr. ninth
That's
today to lengthen
odd,
the lineup?
I said what I thought out before the show started. You laughed at me, so I'm probably not going to say it on there.
No, I didn't laugh at you.
You did laugh at me.
What did I say? What did I laugh at?
Because I gave a legitimate reason why I felt, you know, I got it out almost without laughing.
Yeah, well, tell the people, because it is a legitimate reason, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to poke fun at the fact that your best hitter was hitting seventh.
Travis Shaw had a couple home runs, and you wanted to give your lineup a little bit more length by putting one of your better hitters
five bombs off Tanaka. Okay.
Four homers. Get the number right.
Yeah, I'm glad that I didn't take the Twitter to rip the lineup, because I didn't.
I was about to
then Gurriel Jr. hit his home run, and I just tweeted out it was a genius move. Yeah, but it's
got
first
some
one.
Length to that swing. You see the finish. When you're seeing the finish, somebody feels very good.
Yeah. Well, we know about that.
Finish is good.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying I like the lineup. I'm trying to have an educated guess on what I think, why they would do that.
Aren't we supposed to be happy this team is in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Oh, they're not in yet.
Well, they're 4.5 up on the Orioles.
Yeah.
So you would think they'd have to fall off the cliff the next 13 games. Is it 13 or 12? 13. They'll be all right.
Phillies have lost 5 of 6. They're still holding on to the final wild card spot by a half game.
Lineup's out. Gurriel's hitting third.
And, let's see. Well, read the lineup.
I just said it was text. I didn't see the lineup.
That's no good.
Well, go on. I don't have the Twitter.
We got Instagram. Get
Why
Twitter.
Why don't you go on it?
Well, because
no
now I'm
chance.
Gonna...
Blue. Baby steps.
Jays. 590, 590.
Before we go on, too, I want to wish my mother happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ma Barker.
Yes. Hope she's having fun and having a great day.
Okay, here's the Blue Jays lineup. Biggio, Bichette, Gurriel, Hernandez, Grichuk, Guerrero, Shaw, Fisher, Alejandro Kirk.
Wait, you said Fisher?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You did not say Fisher.
VR Alejandro Kirk.
You almost slid that by somebody.
Slam it into the QEW.
You almost slid that by.
Alejandro Kirk and Robbie Ray.
That sounds like a winner. Yeah. Listen, the guy throws a sinker today. It's about 93 miles an hour. Get it up. Stay in the big part of the field. Ball flies there. Yeah. I like it.
All right.
Half full. Positive. This is Think Positive Friday.
All right. You're just thinking positive because you're going to be calling the game.
That's a lot of baseball. You're going to be calling. That's a lot of baseball.
It'll be fun.
You know what?
It'll be a good time. Team should be better today. Baseball. You're not playing the Yankees.
So what?
Which is a break.
So Barker.
Yeah.
Right now, playoffs are starting today.
Yeah.
Your rotation is
Ryu, bullpen.
We may see that.
I mean, you may throw in Walker in that, but
okay.
You may throw in Walker to maybe piggyback, but it depends on how the first game goes. If Ryu wins the first game, I got a little window that I can give a guy a break in the bullpen. Then I may flip that to the third game.
Let's go on the text line. See what folks are saying. Two bullpen games. I mean, I can't argue with you right now, but I do think that we'll know a little more today. I'm hoping that this doubleheader turns into the same sort of galvanizing doubleheader we saw in 2015. Remember when they were playing the Washington Nationals and Kevin Pillar had a terrific series and John Gibbons went into that day thinking he was going to be fired.
Oh, yeah.
And the Jays.
He was in the shower or something, right?
Yeah.
After the game.
He thought he was going to be fired.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
And so I don't know. Maybe this can be some sort of transformative
doubleheader. What did you think of Merriweather yesterday?
Throw a fastball. I didn't.
You have any idea why he didn't?
No.
Why? Do you have any idea why it was 94?
No. It wasn't. I mean, how many? What did he throw? Two? Maybe. Maybe. But Kevin.
Threw 10 strikes and 21 pitches.
Kevin, here's the point. The reason you go with an opener is you want a guy who's going to come out and have stuff. And
yes.
Throw. I can pick somebody else out of the bullpen to go out there and throw changeups for two innings if I really want. Now, I don't know. And the velocity obviously was a concern, but I don't know how much of it was velocity or just for some strange reason an unwillingness to throw his fastball.
Maybe it was Yankee Stadium. Yankees.
Wouldn't you think?
Maybe a little bit more picking than attacking.
Wouldn't you think that Julian Merriweather would either, one, let them know he doesn't
feel right? Something's up?
I don't know. Buck made a point during the telecast, and I shook my head too. I did the same thing. I'm watching him pitch. I'm going, all
curves,
I want to see from him is fastball. Yeah, I don't want that. I can get Rafael Dolis or something.
I know if I had 99, I would love
to see
it. I would want to see if it played against a good team, good lineup.
I do not understand.
Here's my 99. See if you can hit it.
The other thing I didn't understand, and this concerns me, is I didn't see the catcher go out and ask him what the hell is going on. I didn't see Pete Walker, I think, went out. There were so many red flags around the first two batters of that game.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And I just don't understand how that happened.
We've been so impressed with his stuff, and then we saw no stuff. I mean, two hits, two runs, two walks.
Jason DeMarcum says, last night was so bad, I agreed to watch A Star Is Born.
Oh. I mean, I flipped over to the Browns game.
Now, that's bad.
I ain't watched the Browns in... Oof.
You flipped over. See, I have.
Like, I was like...
I stuck with it.
Raise your right hand.
I sent out a tweet, and I said at the end of the game, that was fun. I watched the whole...
Well, you said that's fun.
I watched the whole game. I watched the whole game. I'm putting my hand up.
Okay, I didn't say I missed a ton of it. I just said I was flipping back and forth.
Is it the left hand you put up? Because the right hand you put on the Bible to swear
maybe
away,
the
right?
left
hand on the Bible?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it?
I don't know. Anyhow, whatever I'm doing, I'm putting up a hand. It is? How do you know, Holland? How do you know that's the left hand on the Bible? By the way, apparently I've been...
Anyway. Jury duty.
No,
Stay hot. Well, that's in October. Baseball will be over.
Anyhow. 95-90 is a text line.
It's depressing because I was excited about seeing Merriweather. I wanted to see his stuff play against that.
Tell you what, he's going to pitch. Because you can see, like that, he should have come on our show first.
But
seriously, you're going to throw that out there. Come on Baseball Central.
Yeah, why not?
Maybe we'll have a little rub of the green or whatever the hell it's called.
I don't know what that is.
Rub of the green. Why am I doing that with my hand? But you know what I mean.
I do not.
Anyhow. So the best thing to do is flush that series away.
Try and forget it.
But, you know, like Shai Davidi in his article on Sportsnet.ca wrote today that, yeah, your first instinct is burn the videotape, yada, yada, et cetera, et cetera. But when something like that happens, and I think Shai is right about this, I don't think you just dismiss it as, oh, it's just one of those things. You know, that's like saying a nuclear war is just one of those things. Teams don't ever get beaten like
the stats
that
I just read off from the guy that pitched yesterday is stats that get you off of teams, that you're no longer on the team. Because now you got to think, where would you ever pitch him? Where would you put him in the game that you feel confident that he's not going to do what I read off?
I mean, I think yesterday was the right way to use him.
You're trying to ease him into the game with a hot lineup.
Yeah.
And maybe work it into the sixth inning.
But you know what?
Somehow.
I don't expect, when I'm using Julian Merriweather and following him up with Chase Anderson, I don't expect Chase Anderson to be the guy bringing the velo.
Yeah.
Anyhow. What are we looking at?
They're taking ground balls. On the road.
Blue Jays are taking ground balls on the road?
Well, it's, yeah.
Oh, the infield is. Don't forget, it's 4 o'clock first pitch. So that makes sense.
That's rare you do that at the big league level. It's rare. But Bo hasn't played consistently in a while.
And Bo's
working on his backhand.
Bo's been taking.
Follow your throw.
Have you noticed he's been taking a little extra time throwing the ball since he's come back? He's been taking
The Yankees' strength is not speed.
No, but he's been, he's floated a couple of throws too.
That's good. So that's big leagues. That's what good big league shortstops do. They don't use their bullets. You get it early, you get rid of it quick, float it over there. Every first baseman on the planet will go, thank you very much, because now I don't have to pick it.
All right.
I'm just saying.
590-590 is the text line. Ricky Batalico is Phillies analyst with NBC Sports Philadelphia. Jay's got 4 games against the fighting Phillies. Ricky Batalico joins us. We'll break it down. It's Baseball Central for a Friday. Doubleheader Friday on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Today is National Tradesperson Day, and our good friends over at Irwin Tools would like to encourage all Canadians to recognize and thank trade professionals. They are the men and women who help build our country and keep it running. To celebrate, Sportsnet 590 The Fan has teamed up with Irwin to give away an awesome prize pack every hour, featuring an Irwin tool bag, command lock tape, vice grip pliers, clamp, and more. We're giving away one prize per hour today. So stay tuned for your chance to win. You can find out more at sportsnet.ca/590. The Blue Jays and Phillies will play the first of a pair at 4 o'clock today. It'll be Zach Eflin on the mound for the Phillies against Robbie Ray in the first game. The second game will be Ross Stripling against TBD. Jays done pretty well against TBD, it seems to me. The first pitch will be just after 4 o'clock on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, and on the tube it'll be on Sportsnet 1.
And Patrick Murphy has been activated as the 29th guy for the doubleheader.
There you go. You will have the call, you being Mr.
Well, I'm not calling it. I'm helping.
You and Ben Wagner will have the call, but you'll be there alongside Ben Wagner.
Yeah.
To provide moral and spiritual guidance and no doubt some insight as well into the ongoing.
A ton of that, yes.
All right. I'll be listening.
Thanks, Jeff.
590-590 is a text line. Jeff and Fergus, it's not too late to shift Rafael Dolis into a starter role for the playoffs. He would give good service. I don't know what that means. There are enough bullpen people. Shift Rourke there and have him do long relief before demoting him entirely. It doesn't work that way.
Hatch, Barucki, A.J. Cole, I don't have a ton of trust in. leverage guys. When you got them, they're successful.
Yeah.
Can't be tinkering around when it matters. I mean, look.
No, yeah, folks, you're not getting Jordan Romano or Ken Giles back. They're not coming back. Rafael Dolis is your closer, period, end of argument.
Yeah, you can't take away from a strength to make something else better when it could make both of them bad.
And we got to get through this. We've also got to understand this, because this does drive me nuts. If you've got a starter with no command, you don't want to put him in the bullpen. You don't want a guy coming in and walking people. So, you know, the idea that you automatically start dropping people in the bullpen. No, and Barker's right. You don't want to take away the...
That's your strength.
Your strength right now.
Nope.
You really don't. And as I said, I was going to say if Ken Giles was healthy, I might view it differently. But I'm not going to take Rafael Dolis out of the role that he's in right now, because he's pitching with a lot of confidence. His stuff is good. The manager has confidence with him. I don't know why you would want to.
Just think about how to get him the ball with the lead in the seventh inning. Think about that.
Yeah.
try that.
That would be a good thing to do.
Yeah.
That would be a very good thing to do, as a matter of fact. Ricky Bitalico, Phillies analyst, NBC Philadelphia, joins us on Baseball Central. Ricky, thanks so much for joining us today. Before we talk about the Phillies, you pitched a long time. I don't know if you've seen the Jays' numbers out of that Yankees series.
yes, I did.
I laughs.
The Jays are on a bus going to Philadelphia. They're on a bus going to Philadelphia this morning, or they're on a bus going to Philadelphia last night. Like, what do guys talk about? What do pitchers talk about after a series like that? Like, you just flush it away?
They probably weren't talking about the home runs, that's for sure. That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, I think. That is a lot of home runs in a three-game series. I think you just try to forget where you just were and think about it as a nightmare, and you're finally waking up. Because you're coming into a team, you know, in Philadelphia, same type of ballpark. It's a small ballpark here, mm-hmm. and you have to keep the ball down. I mean, we saw the last couple games at Citizens Bank Park, the ball's flying out here too. So I think your concentration level has to kick it up a notch, especially since you're fighting for a playoff spot. But I mean, this should be an interesting series with I call the Blue Jays the sons of MLB. They have all the kids of former MLB stars.
Yeah, Ricky, do you think the sinker baller will come back because of all the home runs that are being given up?
You know what? It's funny you said that. You, obviously, because of analytics, the big thing is to get that fastball up in the zone. I don't believe in that. I never have. I mean, back when I used to play, you had Greg Maddux. What was he doing? Sinkers, changeups. Yeah. You know, and the movement on the baseball, I think, is the most important thing. And watching the Phillies, okay, you saw Seth Lugo last night with his four-seam fastball getting pounded all over the ballpark. All of a sudden, they bring in all these relievers with sinkers and movement on their pitches. The Phillies couldn't touch them. Mm-hmm. I think the sinker ball is definitely coming back. You know what? Think back to greats. I mean, unless you're Randy Johnson, you're throwing 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Think about, even as far as Roy Halladay, these type of guys. These guys are movement pitchers. I mean, you have to be able to locate pitches on both sides of the plate. If you have flat fastball now at 92, 93 miles an hour, you have no reason to be in the big leagues unless you have something tremendous like a Trevor Hoffman changeup, which you don't see much of that either. I just think you have to get back to basics and be able to move the ball around both sides of the plate.
Okay, tell me, be honest with me. Tell me how this will go over 13 games from now if the Marlins finish ahead of the Phillies. How will that go over?
Really poorly. The Marlins have a good young team. I'm not taking that away from them. But when you have a payroll of $200 million, you better be winning games against those teams. They can't beat the Marlins. The Phillies cannot beat the Marlins, and it's a little embarrassing. But, I mean, you know, you always look at the Marlins as those bottom dwellers who somehow are a scrappy team. And in a 60-game season, I guess those are the type of teams that are going to come out on top because they have nothing to lose every time out. The Phillies have everything to lose every time they go out. Although the Phillies' bullpen, you know what's funny? It was the series in Buffalo against Toronto. I think the Phillies had a 7-0 lead.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what started this complete downfall. Bad enough the bullpen was bad before that. But once that happened, it was like every day somebody gives up runs out of the bullpen. And it's gotten to be an embarrassment. And you look around the league, and what we were told by Matt Klentak was, oh, you know what? It's happening everywhere. Well, what I've seen is that bullpen ERA is coming down from other teams, and the Phillies going the other way. We just looked it up. I'm getting ready to do a show here in a little bit. We just looked it up. They are the number two highest ERA ever right now.
Wow.
For a season.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when they made that deal with Boston, Ricky, I thought, okay, that's a smart deal. I could see a team getting serious and adding guys like Brandon Workman, and I thought that was a smart deal by a team that wanted to go to the postseason. But you're right; Workman's been awful. That's the only word.
The problem with the Phillies bullpen, I don't know every team's absolute problem, but when I look at the Phillies bullpen, the one thing I see is a bunch of pitchers with one pitch.
Mm.
One pitch. Workman's a curveball guy. You have Hunter. He's a cutter guy. Adam Morgan, now a slider guy. He used to be a hard fastball guy. And Hector Neris was the split guy. Now he's starting to throw some fastballs because he finally figured it out after 5 years. But, I mean, you cannot, and I think you guys can attest to this, you cannot go into a season with eight guys that have one pitch in the bullpen. You have to be able to get to that pitch. That's the thing that's lost, I think, in baseball a little bit. I think these new GMs fall in love with, this guy's got a great slider and there's a lot of swings and misses on it, so let's go with him. I don't think they look at numbers anymore. I really don't. I think they just look at types of pitches this guy can throw and how can we help him throw those pitches. That's it. I'm a little lost because the bullpen has been a lost art now in baseball. And it bothers me.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about something good on your team. Bryce Harper, I see, has more walks than strikeouts. What's going on there?
Well, I mean, he's definitely patient up at the plate. I will give him that. He went through a really bad streak. He was batting, I think he's 250 now.
Yeah.
He was batting 367 like 20 games ago. So he's kind of gone down in the tank. He just came out of it a little bit last night, so hopefully that carries on. But, yeah, this guy's very patient at the plate. And I think it's more of other teams really don't need to pitch to him. So they're trying to hit corners. They go around the square, if you know what I mean. They'll come inside off the plate. They'll go up above the square. They'll go outside on the outside part of the plate, and then they'll go down below with breaking balls. So, I mean, they're not throwing him a ton of meatballs down the middle of the plate. So I guess his patience has turned into impatience now.
Yeah.
Because he's a guy that wants to swing the bat. Last year when he first got here, it was every first pitch he wanted to jump on. now he's been a little bit patient, and I think it's kind of gotten to him a little bit where he wants to do too much when he finally does get a pitch, and he's been following a lot of those off. Mm-hmm. But you're right, he does get on base. There's no doubt about that. His batting average is a little low right now. In eight games, I'm sure you could probably get that up a little bit, but you know, he's the type of the player that's still a game changer.
Yeah.
Ricky, I'm wondering how much the absence of JT Realmuto has impacted the pitching in this team. Like, we were led to believe he was going to play this series. I now understand Joe Girardi saying he's not likely to play. Talk a little bit about his importance to this team and I guess more importantly, the importance of his absence.
Yeah, I think on the field, behind the plate, he's definitely a leader. He's one of those guys who does a lot of studying, understands what the rights and wrongs are of doing what you do behind the plate. And he throws a lot of runners out, which I think helps the psyche of your pitchers. I don't think anybody can help the bullpen, but I think with the starting rotation, I think they love him behind the plate. He's one of those guys who brings confidence. And I mean, it never hurts that the guy could swing the bat and run the bases with the best of them. So he's a complete package, and I think there's a lot of worry here in Philadelphia that you might want to get used to being without him, because I don't know how they're going to sign him, especially with the Mets and Yankees are probably both going to be in on it.
Ricky, good of you to do this so close to game time. We really appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Take care. That's Ricky Botalico, Phillies analyst for NBC SN Philadelphia.
Their bullpen sounds like the Jay starters.
Let me tell you this. I didn't realize this. The Phillies in 7-inning doubleheaders this year, 3-9. They're 21-15 in regular games.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think the reason for that might be?
7 ERA from the bullpen?
Bingo. Yeah. Two of those games are bullpen games.
Yeah, that's
more than half of the doubleheader games have been started by the Phillies' fifth and sixth starters of the bullpen.
I see their 8-13 on the road, too. You know what travels on the road? Pitching and defense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And again, when they made that deal with the Red Sox, I thought, that was a smart deal. Get some bulk arms for your bullpen.
They were thinking it's better than what we got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was an interesting point from Ricky Pitalico, I thought, about what happens when you put together a bullpen of a bunch of guys who have one pitch.
Yeah.
And that's...
Realmuto would sure look good in the Jays uni.
Oh,
boy, would he look good.
Do you think?
You think when he put the finger down, Ryu's throwing that.
A catcher who can call a game.
Hit in the middle of your order.
In the middle of your order.
And can control running games. What?
If you're the Jays and he becomes a free agent, you got to make a call.
A serious run.
Like you have to make a serious run at him.
Like
it's
going to
cost
a major
you.
One.
You are going to have to offer him the biggest contract in franchise history to get it done, probably. But you still got to do it. I think every team, I think he can get paid. There are going to be a lot of teams that are going to be looking at him.
Would he help you compete with the Red Sox and the Yankees consistently? The Rays, listen, they're the lunch pail team.
Yes.
You're always going to have to do what?
Of course he would. But of course he would.
He's going to take you that much over the top. That's the question
absolutely
they're going to ask themselves.
An everyday player, a guy I can, yes, because pitching's important and everything, but yeah. Hyunjin Ryu, only going to start once every 5 days.
I'm with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just asking. Yeah. That's what they're going to ask themselves. Right. You know, they're going to look in the mirror and say, is this worth it?
590-590 is the text line. Today is National Tradesperson Day, and our good friends over at Irwin Tools would like to encourage all Canadians to recognize and thank trade professionals. They are, after all, the men and women who help build our country and keep it running. Why are you flexing?
Ben.
Oh, God. To celebrate Sportsnet 590, the Fan has teamed up with Irwin to give away an awesome prize pack every hour, featuring an Irwin tool bag, command lock tape, vice grip pliers, clamp, and more. So, text the keyword Irwin and your name to 590-590 right now for your shot at winning the hourly prize. And you can tune in again next hour during Writer's Block for another chance to win courtesy of Irwin Tools. And for more info, visit sportsnet.ca/590. And as always, you can listen to us via podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Podcast.
Don't let it beat you.
Oh, it's a tough day, man. It's a tough day. I'm already. Foot out the door
shoot,
in the weekend already, man. Wherever you get your podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe. I think that's what they say.
Huh.
And please follow Barker on Instagram. I want him to get over 1,000 followers this weekend. He's up to 800.
Close to that.
630 of which occurred after I retweeted.
Yes. That's why you're called Papa Blair.
No, I'm not. That is definitely not what I'm called. All right, I promised you we'd go to the text line. So we're going to go to the text line. As soon as I call it up, God, I hate technology, man. You know, the thing is, I got so much stuff open here. There we go. By the way, were you surprised to hear Ricky Pitalico be so outspoken about not liking the way pitching has gone away from the sinker now? Because that's not a lot. I mean, it was 3 years ago, remember? Pound down, get ground balls.
I just know it as a hitter.
I guess
the further that ball is away from my eyes,
it's to combat
the harder
launch
it is
angle.
For me to get the barrel to the baseball. It just is. Like a lot more things have to go right mechanically for you to consistently drive that ball when I was left-handed hitter to left center with a guy throwing a good sinker.
By the way, folks, if you're gonna text us, it's IRWIN. Irwin. Not Irvin. Anyhow. Oh, You said yourself, no team gets beaten that badly in three straight games. With everything that happened with Houston last year and the scandals there, I'm surprised no one has even brought up the fact that the Yanks were probably cheating somehow in their home stadium. That's the simplest and most likely explanation. Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know. Are you suggesting then that the Jays were cheating in their stadium when they were shilleying the Yankees pitchers?
Jays didn't hit like that.
No. No. That's not tipping pitches. That's, you know what that is? That's just a steady diet of horse bleep pitching is what it is. And a team that is getting healthy and a team that I think.
Yeah. Those
teams playing, they got a bit of a burr up their ass right now, the Yankees. You know, they got a little.
I don't know. I think
snark.
They got good players. Luke Voigt's pretty good. Stanton's getting better. You get Judge healthy. Gerrit Cole is Gerrit Cole now. Tanaka, I like him. And Blue Jays wouldn't love to have him game two.
Yeah.
That Garcia kid is, look, I play for the Yankees. You can't hit me.
Yeah.
We're going to score 15 runs. When in doubt, let them hit it. We're going to outscore you. Deal with it.
Yeah.
That's not
590-590 is the text line. We'll take a break and be back with more Baseball Central on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Just out of interest's sake, I checked the Google machine to find out sort of what folks were talking about when it came to JT Realmuto and his contract. Tom in Manitoba, shout out to Manitoba. Tom in Manitoba said, would 7 years and $175 million do it?
Might start with that.
The Philadelphia Phillies, now this is according to Jim Salisbury, who's really well wired in with the team. This was June 24th, writing this, that the Phillies were willing to give Realmuto $23 to $25 million a year over 6 years. So that would be about $150 million, roughly. So
cost you a little bit of extra to bring him here, obviously.
Yeah, you gotta factor in.
You're looking at
but
that.
You're probably looking at
180 range.
Seriously, you're looking at about probably $25 to $26 million bucks a year to get him here in Toronto. I would do it, but ain't my money.
Ain't my money either.
But I would get him in here. You kidding me? Having that dude in the lineup every day.
You might get the best out of Danny Jansen too.
Well,
wouldn't hurt.
Please include your name and location. A couple of questions. This is about the fourth time this week somebody's throwing out that Jays should go after Yasiel Puig. Wasn't playing and did come back but tested positive for COVID and has just disappeared off the face. No.
Offense is not their issue.
No, not right now. Somebody said Russell Martin or anyone else that could provide depth and or leadership. Can't do that now. It's too late. You're not going to bring any of those guys in right now. Depth or leadership. Leadership's not the issue with this team. I'm sorry. Leadership is, that's like bad sports writer logic. The issue with this team is they've got guys who can't pitch or aren't pitch. Let me rephrase that. They've got guys who aren't pitching well right now. Now this is interesting. Yadier Molina is also a free agent. Andrew in Saskatoon. What would it cost to lure him away?
He's probably a Cardinal for life.
Yeah, I've always.
That'd be my guess.
I thought that they would get a deal done. I need somebody who can play.
Yeah, it doesn't move the needle. Like, you want a presence, a walk on the field. They're leading the charge, buddy.
Doug in Brantford. You can dream on, Dougie. He said, how about Realmuto coupled with Lindor in 2022? Oh.
I think that's begging there, boy.
So what are you going to be looking for from Robbie Ray first inning today?
Stuff.
Pure, just stuff.
Stuff.
Got to be moving all over Hell's Half Acre.
He ain't going six innings. Mm-hmm. Give me your best stuff for five innings. Just give it to me. Grunting at 96. I want to see it. He does that. Slider's good. I got a chance.
Who's that on the mound for the Blue Jays right now?
No idea.
We got a bullpen camera here. I have no clue.
Mm.
Some very large individual is on the mound for the Blue Jays. Anyhow, Maybe we will find out. So you need to see that.
I think run on his heater too is important. That's a big deal, and I think his tempo. And I've already talked about the tempo. It's not get it and go. It's get the sign, let him set up, and then go. Get the sign, let him set up, and then go. What that does is that gets him in his lane. He's a stuff guy. He's not a location guy. You want him setting that lane and letting it eat. He does that. Look, the Phillies are hurting. Take advantage of it.
Yeah,
get some runs early. That would help.
Yeah, I think what you want to see in the first game is you want. I just think you want to see a return to normalcy. You know, you just want. I want the first three innings to be normal. Somebody winning 2-0 or somebody leading 2-1.
Because they're
not
playing the Yankees. Yeah. It's already there.
You got you. There's no way you can play the Yankees in the playoffs, is there?
What difference it make?
I'm just.
Why would it matter who they play? They're in the playoffs.
No, but I think going into it, I would have said, well, until this series, I would have said.
Would you feel more comfortable if they were playing the Twins?
Yeah.
You would?
Than the Yankees right now, yeah.
Well, the Yankees may not be like that 14, 15 days from now.
Yeah, they could be better.
Oh, they could be worse. Mm. Maybe they only like the Blue Jays pitching.
Hey, Andrew. You know what time it is?
Oh, man, I tell you what.
Yes, it is. We can do this. We got the Bundesliga rights across Canada on Sportsnet. Don't you miss this song?
Not really.
Do you know how much feedback you get for Barker's Bundesliga picks? You just listen to that little thing's going to go ping, ping, ping.
On mute.
You're going to get more people. You're going to get more people as a result of your Bundesliga picks.
That's what it is.
Well, plenty of time to talk baseball, by the way, because Barker's going to stick around for the first segment. Stephen Brunt's going to join me. And, you know, we're basically going to be your hour-long pre-game show. We're going to have more Phillies talk with Kevin France, and that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're good to go. We're good to go. Okay. I feel kind of guilty about this because the match has already started, but I know you have no clue.
No. Anyhow. Do you have any clue?
Yeah.
How would you know? You should be leading this show. Maybe that's why you pulled the shooter.
Okay, the first one. FC Bayern Munich.
Stop right there. 2-0.
Huh?
Bayern Munich, 2-0. What's the score? Probably 2-0 already.
Don't you want to know who they're playing?
No. I don't care. It's the best team. I don't care who they're playing.
They're playing FC Schalke.
Oh.
We got a new team for you here.
Oh, that's great.
Got a new team for you here. DSC.
Sure.
Which I think stands for Die Soccer Clubben. I don't know.
Mm.
DSC. DSC Arminia Bielefeld.
There's no chance I'm saying that.
Against Eintracht Frankfurt.
I'm going to go Frankfurt. 2-1.
Why wouldn't you go?
Saying that other.
DSC Arminia Bielefeld.
At this point in time, I don't know if I care about my job enough to try and say that name. Okay?
What was the score?
2-1.
For who?
Frank.
FC Augsburg.
You're not even keeping score.
I'm sorry.
Travis McKenzie, you better be writing these down.
He is. FC Augsburg against FC Union Berlin.
Who?
Augsburg against Union Berlin.
I think
both those teams are around last year.
Trick.
Big score.
You're tricking me.
What? No, I'm not.
I'm going to go Union Berlin 3-1.
Wow.
Upset. Is that upset? Yeah. That's a good call by me.
Both FC Union Berlin. They're playing at the Ander Alten Forestry, which I think means, you know what it means? It means the old Forester's house. It does. It's like a very small stadium.
Huh.
I think it means the old Forester's house. TSG Hoffenheim. This is at the Ryan Energy Stadion, by the way. TSG Hoffenheim against FC Köln. Köln. No, I haven't been to there. Köln. K-O-L-N. But we call it Köln.
What's
but
the
it could
first
be Köln.
One?
Hoffenheim.
I'm going to go Köln. 2-0.
All right. I'm not going to try to pronounce this stadium. Anyhow, it's Hertha Berlin.
Yeah.
Against Werder Bremen.
Who...
Werder Bremen against Hertha Berlin.
I'm going to go Berlin.
It's a big city.
1-0.
1-0?
Ah, yeah, it's fun.
VfB Stuttgart.
Music, something else.
I love this music.
Not me.
VfB Stuttgart against Sport Club Freiburg.
Is that a new
Freiburg.
One?
Freiburg. No, they were Freiburg. Around last year. Freiburg.
I'm going to go Sport Club Freiburg.
Yep.
2-1.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got the Battle of the Borussias. This is the
Borussia. Do you have any stake in any of these teams?
No. This is my favorite team here. It's the Borussia Bowl.
Oh.
Okay, it's Borussia Dortmund against Borussia Mönchengladbach.
I'll go Gladbach, 1-0.
Sucks.
Yeah. You aren't on board of that, huh?
No, I'm not. RB Leipzig against FSV Mainz 05. What?
How many games is going on here? Seriously, what's happening?
FSV Mainz 05 against RB Leipzig.
I'll go Mainz 4-0.
That's a bad. That's the worst pick ever. That is. No, that is. You can't do that. That's just so bad.
I did it.
That's so bad.
Deal with it.
All right.
Move on.
Last one. VfL Wolfsburg.
Yeah.
Against Bayer Leverkusen.
Ooh. I'll go Wolfsburg.
Oh.
3-2.
All right. There you go. So there you go, folks. You've got Barker's Bundesliga.
All two people that like that segment.
No, there's you're welcome. There were
Sid Sixera is probably one of them in his car.
Somebody said, listen to this. Tiffin Kitchener. I love Bundesliga picks by Barker, so and I don't even like soccer.
That's the one.
So there you go.
That's
thank
the
you
one
for
person
my
that loves it.
There you go. Somebody wants to know who's going to win the U.S. Open golf.
Dustin Johnson.
What?
I'm guessing. But isn't he the best player on the planet?
I don't hear it. Talking to the wrong person, my
friend. You're not first, you're last, Jeff.
You're talking to the wrong person, my friend. So here's what's going to happen. Barker and Ben Wagner, what are you laughing at? Yeah. Barker and Ben Wagner.
You.
We'll have a call at today's doubleheader. Barker's going to be working all weekend. They'll have a call. I got to figure out who that is throwing in the bullpen. Barker,
a large human, you're right.
He's a huge, huge ass human being. Oh, I'm not even going to say that on the air because Twitter would explode. I'm not even going to say. I don't think so.
I mean, that's a great guess, though.
We'll have to. Oh, my God.
Isn't that a great guess?
If it's him, Twitter will erupt.
The only reason I say it may not be is he's pitching out of the stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he does that. Well, he does, but I don't think he starts from there.
You know what it is?
It sure looks like.
No, you know what it is? The giveaway is the Seattle Mariners glove. The guy looks bigger. He's wearing, he looks like he's wearing like three shirts. Anyhow. So here's what's going to happen. Barker and Ben Wagner are going to have the call of the game. Writer's block is basically going to be an hour-long Blue Jays pregame show. We'll be joined by Kevin Franson. Barker, you're going to sit right here.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
You're going to stay here. And Stephen Brent is going to join us. So there you go. We will have a full hour leading up to the doubleheader against the Phillies.
Why don't you two figure something out to help the Blue Jays?
Oh, I can help.
Figure it out. Like you two put the two greatest radio minds in Canada and figure this out.
So and where are we going to find the two greatest?
Well, they'll be sitting in this room. You make up your mind who the two are.
Maybe you and Wagner win here. Anyhow, it'll be Writer's Block next with Stephen Brunt, Kevin Franson, Kevin Barker.
Yes.
Franson might be a German name, you know. I wonder if we can do Kevin Franson's Bundesliga picks.
Do it.
No, I don't think so. Don't go anywhere. Writer's Block is next on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.